The Five Words Story 2013, also known as Things Could Be Worse, There Could Be Eels. There once was an ugly boy bander who lived in a barn in the west of Orlando where boy bands come from. "Woe is me," cried the boy bander. "My eyebrows are so lush and squamous that they should be on display at She Said." Footnote: Brighton Erotic Boutique. "But instead I was forced by my friends to shave them off, and now they're off to start their very own exotic dance troupe. They also fight crime." Monologue over, the desolate boy bander put on a mysterious cape and dashed off into the darkness that actually wasn't quite so dark. The moon was shining brightly, like Howie's teeth, and by its light he danced his way down a staircase. "Help me, browless boy bander!" cried a desperate voice. "I am stuck up here in my terrible movie career, and it's because of my eyebrows." "Oh no!" Kevin leaped to the rescue, but he couldn't save Justin's career. No one could. "I could use a sidekick in this protecting the unprotected business," said the wingless wonder, flipping his cape dramatically and flying into the sunset. The hapless Timberlake, unwilling to take advice other than his mother's, knew that sidekicking was not the best path to great fame and fortune, and therefore decided against it. Meanwhile, Lance, the evil overlord, plotted to sabotage the browless boy bander by ESPN. Footnote. Suggested by Saba, so it's her fault, totally. The plan was complicated, involving vodka, an octopus, and five kinds of baby oil. Mixing everything together, Lance took the perfect delivery device, Nick. Footnote. Transcription error. Five words as given were clone exclamation mark Nick. Oops. This is signed by somebody, but I cannot tell by whom. "It's so squamous," Nick cried. "Hush, you know your mission. Capture Kevin's eyebrows and deliver them to Lou Perlman's office." That seems kind of harsh. "Also, that word doesn't mean what you think it means," Nick squirmed. "Can I go see Brian first for reasons?" "What reasons?" "Baby oil testing?" "No. Drink this." Lance poured Nick a disgusting concoction and added a twist of lime. It bubbled ominously, and Nick chugged it anyway. "Delicious. Can I go see Brian now?" Lance sighed. "Very well. Provided you save some baby oil, those eyebrows deserve to shine." "Yay," Nick said, skipping away. Meanwhile, Brian knew nothing and was really surprised to see the octopus in his bedroom. He did enjoy sushi, though. He cooked sushi rice for Nick, distracted from his mission. Of course, it does not seem very smart to eat a random octopus, but Brian wasn't always the smartest crayon. Footnote. "Yes, it's on purpose. But pretty does not need brains," as Howie often told himself. Fondly fondling. Footnote. "Yes, it's on purpose." The discerning listener will have noticed that this and the prior footnote contain the same content. This is apparently also on purpose, though I have no idea why. His new hairbrush, and ministering to his fellow boy banders. Meanwhile, in Africa, Chris glared accusingly at the lion Joey wanted to adopt. Lion glared back, hungrily licking its balls. Chris felt intimidated by the size of its open jaws as it yawned lazily and cuddled closer to JC. "He's had his shots," JC murmured into Chris's ear. "So he won't eat us?" "He might, or just lick your lips seductively, like this." JC leaned in and licked Chris, who licked back enthusiastically, prying JC away from his lips and pushed him down on to all fours. "Go, lion!" The lion side-eyed Chris and took off, having had enough of this unspeakable perversion. Joey, equally unnerved, decided to reassert his manliness. He took off his clothes, because why not be naked in the wilderness? "Nothing I haven't seen before," said Justin, twirling his moustache. Joey disliked having his moustache molested, so he told Justin to grow his own. "Boo, sugar pie, honey bunch," said Chris, and started to tickle JC. Well, he tried to, but Joey's nakedness distracted him, as did the lion, who was now licking Joey's balls. Meanwhile, Brian felt sick, and Nick did his best to call for the browless boy bander and his magic white potion. BB, TM, was lost to his band, distracted by his search for those elusive missing eyebrows. "Eyebrows assemble," he yelled ultimately. Far, far away, he heard the echo of his call and leapt into action wildly, flapping his cape. Behind him, Lance tracked his progress on the satellite-linked brow cam screen, waiting for his plan to work. Out of some bushes, smiling evilly, rose a dark knight with a flaming sword. Usher would have his revenge. "Look out, BB," Lance said into the brow phone. "Behind you!" Startled by the brow phone, Kevin spun around, throwing up his brow shield and fine-toothed brow comb to deflect Usher's attack. Foiled again. Thwarted, Usher vanished. Kevin instantly got back on the brow phone. "Lance, how long until Brian's potionlessness causes permanent brain damage?" "Don't worry about Brian. I think Nick is trying to lead him towards the eel tank for nefarious purposes. He will be fine there." "Are we having eel pie?" "Not pie, no," Lance sighed. "Where are my fucking eyebrows? I have important superhero business to attend to," Brian snapped. Footnote. Please note, all confusion at this point is attributable to the writer, not to the narrator, who is also confused. "Superheroes don't have eyebrows, you dildo," Kevin ejaculated, quite annoyed. "Just man up and fly." "I hate flying. I'll take the bus instead." "Focus! Eels are the best way to get someone into smoking saint." "That shit'll fuck you up." "Everybody says that. But really, do boy banders need brain cells?" "Well, no, but that's... Wait, where did Lance go?" "To stop crime, I guess," he said to his sidekick, Bro. Footnote. Short, of course, for Ambrosius. Who wielded his weapon, creepy doll, that there were hot dudes to like. Fuck and shit. Footnote. What? Never mind. I hope not Trevor, though, said Lanth out of nowhere. "Where did you come from?" asked the taller brunette man. Footnote. What? This is what happens when people will go in for epithets. Who the hell? Never mind. Never mind. Back to the story. If you stand around twitching... "I'm a superhero. It's what we do." The green-eyed blonde sent a withering glare in Bro's direction. Kevin, still looking at the brow comm, suddenly exclaimed, "Oh, look, that must be my brows, Bro. To the browmobile!" With a swirl of his shiny, sparkly cloak, he spun away to finally be carried into the night by Bro, his sidekick, and Bro. Footnote. Your humble narrator considered the possibility that this sentence might make more sense if viewed rather than listened to, but decided that that was just silly. The white potion AJ brought direct to Brian from Dante's Cove restored Brian's life force and started to sing. Footnote. Look, I just read what's in the book, okay? "I'm dying no more." Everyone rejoiced and had sex, finally. The end. To be...